朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
因为我发现我变得很谦卑，我会跟人家说我是个蒙恩的罪人。
Because I became even more humble, I will admit that I'm a sinner saved by grace.
我甚至会跟人家说，在我里头没有良善。
I will even say that there's no goodness within me.
等到有一天主真把我带到那个里面去的时候。
Until one day the Lord brought me to that point.
哦，那个痛苦是让人难受的。
That pain was excruciating.
怎么可能？
How could it be?
这样子的一个人。
Such a person,
充满了诡诈
full of trickery,
充满了不服
full of disobedience,
充满了败坏
full of corruption,
充满了贪心
full of greed,
充满了各式各样我从来以为不可能有的事情
full of things that I thought was impossible for me to be.
有些强有些弱，他弱并不代表他弱，是因为他没有机会发挥。
Some would be stronger than others, but then the weaker ones, it's not because they're weak, but then they did not have a chance to manifest.
他没有那个环境去发挥而已。
Because I was not in such a situation so that they could manifest.
像我不会贪财，因为我没有机会去贪财。
For example, I thought I was not greedy. That's because I did not have a chance.
但并不代表我里面没有贪心在我里面。
It doesn't mean that I do not have greed within me.
弟兄姊妹， 我们这个人真的 被光照的时候，在主的面前真的像彼得说，主，我是个罪人，请你离开我。
But whenever the Lord enlightened and exposed us, then we were really prostrate like Peter says, Lord, depart from me, I'm such a sinner.
所以神对肉体的，圣经上神对肉体的看法。
So what God views our flesh?
我们刚才已经讲了七件事情，第一个是与神为仇，第二个不服神的律法，第三个是不能服，第四个不能承受神的果，第五个是 是跟圣灵彼此相争的、还有不能得神的喜欢，而最后神对肉体的判决就是定死他。
So we already went over the seven things about the flesh, and the final verdict of God toward our flesh is death sentence.
所以我们今天在神的面前是不是一个活的人？
So today, whether we are alive before God.
我们在讲 be alive, be alive, 要活着，要活起来。
We keep saying that be alive, be alive, rise up.
不是我这个外面的人活起来，我做这个做那个。
We're not talking about our natural man rise up and we can do a lot of things.
不是在那边唱诗，我拍手拍手笑一笑，这叫做活起来。
It's not like whenever we sing songs, we'll clap and then that means we are alive.
不是我们去挑一些诗歌有很重的节奏让大家整个人很 hype, 这个叫活起来。 No.
We're not saying that we should sing some fast beat songs, then we can be alive.
今天我们只有在基督里，只有在圣灵里，在神的眼中才是活人。
Only when we are in Christ, then we are considered alive in God's eyes.
所以约翰一书告诉我们，人有神的儿子就有生命，人没有神的儿子就没有生命。
That's why the scripture says, anyone who has the life of God,The Son of God has life. Anyone who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
这不光是讲到我们重生得救的事情。
It doesn't just talk about our rebirth.
也是指我们这个人每一个时刻在神面前的这个 state, 是什么状况来说的。
It also talks about our condition before God every moment.
所以保罗说，你这睡着的人啊，要醒过来，基督就要光照你了。
That's why Paul says, those who you are sleeping, wake up so the light of us.Jesus will shine in you.
不光死在罪恶过犯中的要醒过来。
Not only those who are dead in transgression should wake up.
我们活在肉体里面的神都要我们活过来。
Even those of us who live in the flesh, God will cause us to wake up.
因为在神的定义中已经全部都定死了，而且两千年前就定死了。
Because according to God's definition, all has been crucified 2,000 years ago.
所以我们现在回来看，那我们到底自己怎么看自己？
Now let's look at how we view ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们到底怎么看自己是肉体？
So how do we really view ourselves?
所以我们平常讲，我跟他讲大肉体，我从小的观念。每次讲到大肉体都是那些发脾气的。
So, since I was a child, I always have this concept. Those who are of big flesh are those who will throw tempers.
或是在教会会骂人的，我们就叫他大肉体。
Or they will rebuke and yell at church, then we call them big flesh.
其实弟兄姊妹，圣经上讲到我们肉体，既然是从旧人出来的，所有出来的东西都是肉体。
But actually, since the Bible defines flesh as anything of the natural man, So anything out of the natural man.
你不要讲，你不要讲这个那么高档的肉体了。
So maybe let's not focus on the high end on flesh.
你看我们谎言。
For example, lying.
我们虚假。
We're phony.
我们讲讲话，然后发现对方脸色不对，问他说：“你是不是不高兴呢？”他马上说：“没有，没有，没有。”其实心里真的不高兴。
So sometimes we're confronted. Are you mad or upset? And we say, "No, no, no. We're not. But actually, we are."
到中饭时间去人家家这个拿东西，人家问你吃过饭没有，你怕给人家麻烦，说没有，我吃过了，吃过了。其实你没吃。
So we go to someone's house during lunchtime, and then people ask, "Have you eaten lunch yet?" And because we don't want to cause trouble, we say, "Oh yeah, we have eaten, but actually we have not."
我们喜欢埋怨。
We like to complain.
喜欢跟别人比较。
Like to compare.
我们不顺服。
We are disobedient.
我们不肯接受教正。
We will not take rebukes.
我们不肯顺服。
We don't want to obey.
我们不肯别人批评我们。
We don't like to be criticized.
我们的骄傲。
Our pride,
我们的自私
our selfishness,
我们的贪爱美食
and we are greed for good food,
我们的懒惰
laziness,
所以底下接下来几个礼拜会有不同的讲员 讲这些比较专门的深入一点的
So then from today on, we will have different speakers talk about these individual things.
像我们讲被动
For example, passiveness.
被动就是从懒惰来的其实
Passiveness comes from being lazy.
那懒惰是生活也可能懒惰，被动是讲到在聚会中，你根本就是 lay back， 你没有 participate 在聚会的里面。
Yes, we may be lazy in our daily life, and then we can be passive in our meetings. We don't participate.
我们教会的 worship leader 最辛苦的一件事情就是底下的人不肯唱歌。
So the hardest thing for the worship leaders is that people will not sing.
整个灵是被动的。
Because our spirits are very passive.
我要看看你今天怎么 entertain 我。
So we'll just sit back and see how you're going to entertain me today.
我要看你今天挑的诗歌我喜不喜欢唱。
Let me see if I like the songs you have picked today.
我要看看今天讲员到底讲什么套，又是余弟兄，又是老套。
I want to see who the speakers today. Wow, brother you again.
你知道我有一次去参加聚会，金 Simbala 讲到。
Once we went to a meeting and Pastor Simbala was preaching.
他说有弟兄姊妹跟他抱怨，他说你讲的道太老了啦，已经一百年了，都是一百年前的道。
And then some, he mentioned that some brothers complained that his sermons are too old-fashioned. They're like a 100-year-old fashion.
他说谁说一百年？我讲的道是两千年前的道。
He says, no, it's not even 100 years old. It's 2,000 years old.
这主耶稣讲的，保罗写的，使徒们写的，我讲的道是两千年前的道。
So what I preach is about what Jesus said, what Paul says. So these sermons are 2,000 years old.
弟兄姊妹，我们的被动，我们的懒惰，我们的不顺服。我们的 bondage 捆绑，我们的 addiction， 通通都是讲到我们在肉体里面的情形。
So our disobedience, our bondage, and our addictions—they're all of the flesh.
所以，我们对肉体需要有第一手的认识。
So we need to have the first-hand knowledge of the flesh.
我在这里提到三件事情。
Three things I mentioned here.
因为胜不过试探而犯罪。
First of all, we sin because we cannot overcome temptation.
雅各书第一章十四节到十五节说到，个人被试探是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。这个私欲，通通都是讲到我们的肉体。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来，罪就生出死来。
So James chapter 1 verse 14 says, each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desires and enticed, and then when the desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin.
我们千万不要把自己的犯罪、把责任都丢给撒旦。撒旦其实很可怜。
So let us not always blame Satan for our sins.
我们天天都怪撒旦。
Because we always wrong him and blame him.
圣经上讲得很清楚，我们会犯罪，两个原因造成的。
But the scripture is very clear why we sin. Two reasons.
一个是撒旦试探我。
First of all, Satan will tempt us.
一个是我的私欲，就是我的肉体。
Then my flesh, my desires.
一个巴掌拍不响的，你这样子拍得响，拍得出声音来吗？
Because it takes two hands to clap. One hand cannot make the clap.
这样子就说出声音了。
So then only when two hands you can clap.
撒旦再怎么试探我，如果我的私欲、我的肉体不回应的话，我们不会犯罪的。
No matter how hard Satan tempts us, but if we do not, our desires do not respond, we will not sin.
就像马丁路德说的，你不能够不叫飞鸟从你头上飞过，但是你可以阻止它在你头上筑窝。
Like what Martin Luther says, we cannot stop birds flying over our head, but we can stop the birds from nesting on our heads.
我们今天没有一个人犯罪失败可以有理由、有借口的，都是他。因为我太太不顺服，所以我有外遇；因为我先生这样子，所以我怎样。
So today, none of us have any excuse for our sins. We cannot say, I have extramarital affairs because my wife is not obedient or anything such things.
我拿公司的文具回家，因为老板叫我加班，然后不给我加班费。
I store the stationaries from office because my manager will not pay me overtime.
我替天行道，神是公义的神。
Therefore, I'm doing justice for heaven.
弟兄姊妹，不要去找理由。
Please do not justify and find excuses.
所有的罪
，all sins，
所有的失败
，all failures.
如果我不去迎合他，他不会产生罪的。
If we never responded, it will never happen.
所以弟兄姊妹一定要知道哈，因为属肉体的人就胜不过试探而犯的罪。
So we have to know very clearly, those who are of the flesh cannot overcome temptation and will sin.
第二个，因为活不出律法而失败。
Second reason is that we cannot fulfill and obey the law,
therefore we fail.
Because there's no goodness within us.
罗马书第七章这里所讲到的经文，每次我想要做好，按照我里面的意思，我真的想要做好。
In Romans chapter 7, every time I want to do good.
就像我昨天讲的那位，其实他的名字叫做王明士。他自己名字都讲了，他后来神给他特别的意义。你看他把指头都砍，你就晓得他里面想要从毒瘾里面出来的这个动机欲望多强，他真的是想脱离。
Like the brother I mentioned last night, this brother Wayne, he even cut his fingers. That shows how strong his desire is to be free from the bondage of gambling.
但是才从医院出来，他没办法，他又回去犯罪。
But as soon as he left the hospital, he just could not control it. He will go right back to gambling.
就是我们想要做好的时候，我就失败了。
Yes, we want to do good, but we continue to fail.
因为在我的肉体里面有一个更强的罪啊。
Because,
一个更强的律在这里掳掠我。
There's a stronger law, stronger force within us to capture us.
1991年，当美国跟伊拉克第一次打仗的时候。
1991 when America fought the first war with Iraq.
我在报纸上看到美国有一个特别的武器，是伊拉克根本拿美国没办法的。
At that time, I read a newspaper that American soldiers had this special weapon.That the Iraqi armies could not.
它叫做 Pathfinder 啊，这个机器就是只要哪里有伊拉克炮台发炮出来。
So the weapon is called Pathfinder. Whenever there's a like cannonball coming out of the base of Iraqis.
这个 Pathfinder 里面有雷达，马上就 identify 它的位置，然后飞弹就过去了，马上就摧毁那个炮台。
The Pathfinder will immediately locate the base and then shoot the missile.
所以你不要放炮的话就没事。
So if you do not shoot any cannonballs, then
只要你敢发炮，美国的飞弹马上把你炸掉。
Soon as you shoot, then it will be destroyed by the missiles.
所以你就发现很多的时候，为什么爱主的基督徒非常痛苦？因为我们想做好。
That's why you see a lot of good Christians suffer because we try to be good.
但是你没有想做好，你发现好像还没有这些搅扰，你越想做好，你就发现你就被掳去了。
So if you don't want to do good, then you will not be disturbed. But as soon as you try to be good, you are captured.
这就是保罗说的。
And that is what Paul said.
他说他真是苦。
He says, "What a wretch man I am."
这个挣扎在他里面发生过。
Because he has experienced the struggle.
这样子的挣扎只有在爱主的弟兄姊妹里面会发生过。
Such struggles will only happen for brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
因为每一次犯罪让我们痛苦。
Because every time we sin, we feel the pain.
因为我们知道对不起主，也对不起被我们伤害的人。
Because we understand we fall short of God and those who love us.
但是我们就发现我胜不过自己，怎么办呢
？But then what can we do? We just cannot overcome ourselves.
所以我常常对那些被情欲捆绑的弟兄姊妹和年轻的弟兄姊妹讲，从来不要去直接跟情欲挣扎。
Therefore, I often exhort young brothers and sisters who struggle with the lust, do not fight against the lust.
你越去跟他挣扎，他越活跃。
The more you struggle and fight against the lust, the more active they become.
我今天实在没有时间，我讲到第三点，讲圣灵的时候，就讲到怎么样在圣灵里能够胜过他。
So then I will talk about how we can overcome in the spirit.
你越去挣扎，他越活。
The more you struggle, the more active they are.
你越想胜过他，他越捆绑。
The more you want to overcome, the more it becomes capturing.
你在泥沼里面越挣扎，你陷得越深。
The more you struggle when you are in the mire, the quicksand,
只有转向主，你凭自己是绝对没用的。
Because by your strength, it will not avail to anything.
第三件事情是肉体的人。
Thirdly,
他不领会属神的事情。
The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God.
而且喜欢逼迫。 那属灵的，对不起，写成那圣灵的，那逼迫那属灵的。
And the natural man would like to persecute those who were born according to the spirit.
他说属血气的人，这个也是 sus 就是刚才同一个字根。属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能够知道。底下加拉太书四章二十九节，当时那按着血气生的，逼迫的那按着圣灵生的，现在也是这样。所以你就看见这个属血气的人，他不懂属灵的事情。
So the natural man does not receive the things of the spirit.
啊，他对属灵的事没兴趣。
They are not interested in the spiritual things.
他也没有属灵的分辨能力，分不出哪个是属灵的，哪个是属肉体、属世界。
And they do not have the spiritual discernment to discern what is of carnal and what is of spirit.
而更糟糕的，他是喜欢逼迫属灵的。
Even worse.They like to persecute the spiritual ones.
所以在神家里面，你常常听到这些事情。很多神的仆人，不是他不想服侍，是被攻击、受伤，到最后退下去了。
That's why we have seen a lot of servants of God. It's not that they don't want to serve God anymore, but they continue to be attacked and finally they give up.
因为一个正直、敬畏神的仆人，他不会到处在背后去毁谤、去攻击、用谎言，但是属肉体的、属血气的却会。
Because the righteous, holy servant of God will not slander others, but those who are natural, the fleshy ones, they will persecute.
他嘴巴没有约束的，批评、论断、这个虚假控告、不实的话，通通都可以出来。而我们又是属血气的人，就喜欢听属血气的话。
And then those who are of the flesh.They have no control, no self-control of their mouth, and they like to criticize, slander, or even make up rumors. And those who are of the flesh like to hear such things.
所以教会如果不属灵的话，这个教会早晚是变成属肉体的教会。
Because if a church is not spiritual, eventually it will become carnal.
因为肉体当家。
Then the carnal ones will dominate.
啊，我以前看到一个例子，我几年前讲过。
I have shared with you an example several years ago.
他可能是真的，但我不知道是不是。就是、
I don't know if it's true.
他说有一个一群男人在一起，他们中间有一个人，姑且叫他 Richard 好了哈。啊，他对他太太是百依百顺的。
So there's a group of men. They were talking together. One of them, let's say Richard, he is very obedient to his wife.
有时候明明。他太太很明显的是不合理犯错，他也百依百顺的。
Even when his wife was unreasonable, he would still be obedient.
那姊妹们可能都很羡慕这样子的丈夫，所以这些男人就问他：“他说你为什么会这样子
？”So these men ask him, "How could you do that?"
他都一直拒绝回答。
And he always refused to answer.
直到有一次被逼急了，他只好讲。
Until one time they just coerce and force him, so finally he gave
an answer. 五十年前，当我们去度蜜月的时候
，He says, 50 years ago.When we went on honeymoon,
我们到 Arizona 的大峡谷。
We went to the Great Canyon of Arizona.
那天我们两个都租了一个驴子哈，一起下峡谷去代步哈，租个驴子代步。
That day, each of us hired a mule so that we rode on the mule to go down to Grand Canyon.
他说我妻子的那只驴走到一半就不肯走了。
So the mule that my wife rode on in the middle of the way refused to walk.
他下来拖他。
So she got down and tried to pull the mule.
他还是不肯走。
And the mule would still reject to move.
他就对驴说第一次啊。
And then she would say,
给他第一个 warning,
first warning. First warning to the mule.
结果拖他还是不走，他就第二次。
And then she pulled again, and the mule refused, and she said second warning.
拖到第三次还不走的时候。
The third time, the mule rejected.
他妻子突然从皮包里面拿出枪来把那个驴子给毙了。
And all of a sudden, the wife took out the pistol and killed the mule.
那个先生吓到了。
The husband was so frightened.
他又觉得你太残忍了，他就跟他说：“你这样不太残忍了吗
？”And then so he says, "Wow, honey, this is too cruel."
他就回头说：“第一次啊。
”The wife turned around and said, "First warning."
所以他从那一天开始，这五十年来，只要他对我讲第一次，我再也不跟他争。
Ever since that time, for 50 years, every time she says first warning to me, then I will shut up.
从我讲这个故事的。一讲完的时候，你常常在教会里面听到姊妹们都在讲第一次啊。
Since I shared this example, then I've heard sisters at church says first warning to their husbands.
但是我很感谢主，弟兄们都还蛮属灵的，我至少没听到讲到第三次，因为弟兄们都还健在。
But I'm so happy none of the brothers got killed. So They're very spiritual.
你知道属血气的喜欢逼迫属灵的。
Because the natural man just like to persecute the spiritual.
好，所以我们在神家里面，如果碰到有人批评论断，有人在这里讲背后讲人，我们一定 stop 他。
So if we hear in God's house people are slandering and then making rumors, we ought to stop them immediately.
这是我非常佩服 Jean Simbala 的地方。他只要听到有人批评论断，他说我一定带着这个人去找那个人。
That's why I really admire Pastor Simbala. He says every time he heard someone badmouth someone else, then he would take this person and to confront the other person.
把你所有刚刚对我说的话对他直接说。
And then he would say, please repeat everything you just told me to this person.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望神家保持纯净。
Because we want to keep the purity in God's house.
这真是属灵的教会啊。
So that it would be a spiritual church.
我希望这个我将来还给大家哈，我会继续讲圣灵。那第三点讲到怎么样能够脱离。
Third, how can we be freed?
第一个，我们除了已经知道自己已经在神的眼中是被定死的，知道神不要我们。
First of all, we have to know that we've been crucified and God does not want our flesh.
第二个，我们要从心里面接受这个事实。所以罗马书六章三到四节我没有列在上面，你们回家读。他说，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Just like in Romans chapter 6, it says, don't you know that those who were baptized were baptized into the death of Christ?
所以我不仅仅知道我死了。
Not only that, we know that we have...
我借着受浸，我 baptized into his death.我进入他的死，我归入他的死。
Through baptism, I've been baptized into his death.
然后原是为了叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
So that we can live in the newness of life.
像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样，基督要替我们活。
Just as Christ resurrected in the glory of God, he will live for us.
在我们里面有一个全新的生命。
So in us, there's a brand new life.
圣灵在我们里面运行。
And the Holy Spirit works within us.
所以一方面消极上我们不要再去体贴肉体，不要再去为肉体安排。
So passively let us not to be mindful of our flesh to make provision for it.
你觉得电视对你是个捆绑吗？
Do you think TV is a bondage to you?
你觉得网络对你是个捆绑吗？
Do you think online is a internet is a bondage to you?
你觉得 video game 对你是个捆绑吗？
Do you think video game is a bondage to you?
就不要再为自己肉体安排，再去订 video game。
So that does not make any more provision. Don't order any more video games.
甚至哪一些人在那里玩 video game 邀你去，那你就不要去，不要为肉体安排。
And don't join the party where people play video games. Don't make provision for it.
旧约讲到拿细耳人的时候，他们不光是清酒、浓酒都不喝。
In the Old Testament, when the Bible talks about the Nazarites, they would not drink any wine.
他们连葡萄做的醋。做的葡萄果汁都不喝。
They will not even touch vinegars or grape juice.
他们连新鲜的葡萄跟葡萄干都不吃。
They will not even eat fresh grapes or raisins.
他们从壳到皮，所有的产品通通不碰。
They will not touch any product made of grapes.
你说葡萄干、葡萄皮、葡萄果汁跟酒有什么关系
？You will think what does grapes or raisin to do with wine.
就是叫我们不要再为肉体安排，任何可以刺激我们，再把我们带回到肉体的，我通通都拒绝它。
In other words, don't make any provision for our flesh. Anything that can provoke, that can stir up, we will stay away from.
回到家，把所有提摩太酒都丢掉。
Go home and throw away all wines that you think this is just like Paul says for Timothy to drink.
那你们怎么都不笑呢？很多人家里面留的酒说是提摩太酒，我是为了我的胃好，这是保罗许可的。
Because many Christians they give an excuse to drink wine because they say even Paul exhorts Timothy to drink some wine for the stomach.
因为你喝的提摩太酒，你就会喝更深的酒。
Because once you start drinking a little bit, then you will drink more.
你如果一个人在房间里面独处会犯罪的话，永远把门打开来。
If you think of being alone in the room, you might sin.That always leave your door open.
只要我打开电脑，我的门一定是开的，任何人可以看我的荧幕的。
Whenever I'm online, my door is always open. Anyone can take a look at the screen.
不要再为肉体安排。
Do not make any provision for the flesh.
不要再去体贴肉体，因为体贴肉体的就是死。
Do not be mindful of the flesh, because that is death.
体贴肉体的必要死，而且体贴肉体的结果就是死。
Anyone who is carnal-minded will be is death will die.
而体贴圣灵的是生命平安。
But anyone who is mindful of the spirit is joy and peace.
所以在消极上，我们不再为体贴肉体，不再为肉体安排。
So passively, let us not be carnally minded and do not make any provision for the flesh.
而积极上，我们行在圣灵里，进入真自由。
And more actively, let us walk in the spirit and enter into the true freedom.
哦，圣灵在我们里面运行。
When the Holy Spirit works within us.
他在我们里面光照我们。
And He's enlightening us.
他在我们里面改变我们。
He's transforming us.
从主的灵变成的，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。这是讲到 transformation power. 圣灵不仅仅有释放的大能，他有改变的大能。
So not only Holy Spirit can set us free, He can also transform us from glory to glory, us from the Lord.
那我昨天晚上用的经文，要脱去从前的旧人，穿上新人。
So that we can put off the old self and put on Christ, the new man.
在每一个遭遇、每一个处境的里面，让圣灵在我们里面随从圣灵而行。
So that in all of our circumstances, that we will walk according to the Spirit.
哦，这就是今天背诵的经文最重要的。我们一起来读，我们需要结束了。
So we need to end. So let us read the scripture, the memorization scripture.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。弟兄姊妹，今天能够让我们脱离肉体的情欲，一方面我们看见它的结局已经被定死了。
Yes, we can see the end of the flesh that is death already crucified.
一面我们自己里面认同这个死，神对它的否定。
On the other hand, let us identify with the death and acknowledge God's rejection of it.
然后我们不要再去体贴他，任凭他，甚至去为他安排。
And that let's not be mindful of it or even make provision for it.
而更积极的是，
even more actively,
要为着里面内住的生命、内住的基督、内住的圣灵，带着欢喜、快乐、感恩的心。
Let us be joyful and thankful for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
在每一个处境被圣灵提醒的时候，我们就脱去旧人，穿上新人。
In all of our circumstances, every time we are reminded by the Holy Spirit, let us put off.The old self and put on the new.
每一次圣灵光照我们，我们就拒绝肉体，我们愿意活在基督里。
Every time the Holy Spirit reminded us, then we will refuse and reject the flesh and live in the Spirit.
不仅仅 live in the Spirit, 而且 walk in the Spirit. 我们整个人的生命是在圣灵里，连我们的生活行路都在圣灵里。
So not only we will live in the Spirit, we will also walk in the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，当这样子 transformation 一件一件、一天一天的在我们身上进行的时候
，as the transformation continue to go on day after day,
你会发现我们的肉体越来越枯萎 消除在从我们身上出去了。
So gradually you will notice that our flesh is being withered away day by day.
如果任何时候肉体回来还是很强的话，表示我们的 transformation stuck 住了。
Every time if the flesh comes back strong, that means our transformation somehow gets stuck.
我们要很小心。
We have to be very watchful.
很多好基督徒以为自己真好了。
Some good Christians really think they are good already.
因为外面看起来都很好。
Because they may appear to be good.
但是里面的 transformation 如果不真实的话，它是经不起考验的。
But if the transformation is not real, they will not be able to sustain.
当试探环境来的时候就倒了。
When the temptation comes, they will fall.
这个 transformation 一定要真实的在我们里面。
So the transformation has to be very real within us.
所以我自己觉得传道人跟那种这个站在台上的人都是要很小心的人。
So I really feel ministers and servants of God, especially in the public.
因为我们听到太多的掌声，听到太多的夸奖。
Because we hear so many applauses and praises.
我们就以为我们是那样子的人。
So we thought we are already there.
当我们讲了一篇属灵的道的时候，我们就以为我是这样子的人。
After we deliver a very spiritual message, we thought we have attained it already.
我的道讲得这么高。
Because my message may be this high.
别人对我的夸奖也这么高。
And then people's praises for me is also this high.
我自己以为我也这么高了。
So I thought I'm already up there.
但是我的 transformation 可能只有在这里而已。
But my transformation could be just only here.
我属灵的真实可能只有在这里而已。
My spiritual reality probably is just there.
这一个落差就是我失败的原因。
And this difference is the reason for my failure.
这个落差就是有一天我被仇敌打倒的原因。
And this difference is the reason why someday, the enemy can attack me and strike me down.
不够认识之前。
Because we do not know ourselves enough.
我们只有常常来到主的面前。
Unless we come to the Lord often.
接受圣灵的光照
to receive the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit,
随从圣灵的运行
and follow the work of the Holy Spirit,
接受他的释放
and receive his freedom,
接受他的改变
and receive his transformation.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。